A major counter-terrorism operation is underway in two states this morning, and police are calling it the biggest operation of its type ever conducted in this country. Around 600 police and AFP officers have swooped on properties in Sydney and Brisbane. At least a dozen people have reportedly been arrested. The raids coincide with the departure of military personnel to Iraq, and they come days, just days, after the terror threat level in this country was increased to high. Immigration Minister Scott Morrison told AM it's an indication of how serious the threat is.
I think the scale of what we're seeing in this ongoing operation this morning, over 600 people, officers involved, I think demonstrates the very real threat that's there and the incredibly good work which is being done by our agencies. And I think, again, supports why the government has been so strong in its response to this threat. Over $630 million in additional investment the Prime Minister announced, as you know, to deal with this threat at home. But equally, we're dealing with this threat abroad.
Immigration Minister Scott Morrison speaking on AM this morning. Greg Barnes is the president of the Australian Lawyers Alliance, and back in 2008, he represented a terror suspect arrested in a similar style raid in Melbourne. Greg Barnes, welcome to breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
We don't yet have any detail, really, of these raids and what police are looking for or what's prompted them. But I wonder what your take is on the timing of this coming less than a week after the threat level, the security level threat in this country was lifted to high. Is there a connection?
Of course there is. I noticed that Scott Morrison was completely undermining of the presumption of innocence in the comments he made, talking about a threat. There is no evidence of a threat. There are simply raids being conducted, and people are entitled to, if they are charged, to the presumption of innocence. We also need to be careful, Fran, about claims made by politicians. In 2005, when my client and others were arrested in the Melbourne terror raids, the then police commissioner said that an imminent terror attack had been thwarted and that iconic Melbourne buildings were targeted. The subsequent evidence in that trial showed that those claims were utterly false. And so we need to be very, very careful. What we're seeing here is police working hand in glove with politicians and the media to create these early morning raids where you've got people being having their houses being raided in the early morning with media attending, with photographs of people in handcuffs, all designed to whip up a atmosphere of fear and hysteria and to undermine the presumption of innocence that any of those people might have.
The Prime Minister is farewelling our troops to the Middle East today. Are you saying that the government, our politicians, would have known these raids were coming on this day?
What I'm saying is that I would find it extraordinary that if the media were tipped off, as no doubt they were, they always are, that politicians wouldn't have been tipped off. That's what I'm saying.
Are you saying that the day of these raids was scheduled to coincide, for instance, with the Prime Minister farewelling the troops to make a point about the level of threat?
I don't know whether I could say that because I have no evidence, but what I'm saying, Fran, is I find it extraordinary that politicians did not know about these raids, given that the media obviously knew about them. And you saw Scott Morrison, very well scripted by his staff, obviously right across the issue when he got onto an early morning program. And so, as I say, these raids, and we've seen this in the past with these raids, they are designed to whip up fear and hysteria. More often than not, specious claims made by politicians and by police commissioners, and you find that the evidence subsequently is a lot less than was initially claimed.
In the case of the client you represented, sorry, I said 2008, I think you said 2005.
That was when they were arrested, Fran, yeah.
In the Victorian Supreme Court, the young man arrested with others on suspicion of terrorist activity. What happened in the end? Were charges proven?
Yeah, some I think five were acquitted and seven were convicted. Now, in relation to some of these people, they were essentially convicted on the back of one particular conversation. Australia's anti-terror laws effectively, and this is what was claimed by, in this case, by the prosecution, they said, quite openly the prosecution, look, there wasn't any target. There had been no planning for a particular terrorist attack, but under the anti-terror laws, if you have conversations, if you talk about raising funds, that's enough to convict you under anti-terror laws. And that was particularly the case in Melbourne. And in fact, a number of us raised concerns about the laws straight after the trial. But, Fran, the point is that that we saw it with Jack Thomas. You know, we had these bizarre claims by police and politicians. And, you know, Jack Thomas, who was a bloke who was arrested, as you'd remember, about 10 years ago, was somehow Osama bin Laden's right-hand man in Australia. You know, we've got to be very, very careful. And as I say, Scott Morrison's comments are typical of those of politicians, which essentially says these people are all up to something. There was going to be a terrorist attack, and we have thwarted it. I'm one of those people who actually prefers to see the evidence and be proven beyond reasonable doubt before we go making these outrageous claims.
It's 21 to 9 on Breakfast. Our guest is Greg Barnes, President of the Australian Lawyers Alliance. Nevertheless, less than a week ago, ASIO increased the terror threat level to high, which means a terrorist attack is likely. At that time, the then ASIO Chief David Irvin talked of increased chatter and increased signs of intent. So just as in 2005, as you were describing, no specific target, no planning of any specific attack, but they are picking up signs of increased intent and, as the Prime Minister later said, an increased capability to mount attacks on home soil. Given that, is it really any surprise that raids like this are now beginning, if they've been picking up what they say, this increased chatter and signs of intent?
No. What disturbs me, though, are the comments by Irvine and the Prime Minister. You know, what do they mean by increasing intent? I mean, you know, my experience around these laws is you get a lot of hot-headed young men who make a lot of comments and make a lot of statements, none of which really mean anything other than showing a disposition supporting certain types of causes that Australia doesn't support. Whether or not they would ever be translated into any action is a very, very different question. And I think, again, the comments of the Prime Minister and Mr. Irvin last week were all designed to whip up this atmosphere. We don't have any evidence at this stage that there was a terror attack that was imminent. As I said, this was a claim made in 2005 by, I think, Christine Nixon, the police commissioner. It was utter nonsense. And it was proven to be utter nonsense. And so I think we should be very careful. And what disturbs me from a lawyer's perspective is the undermining of the presumption of innocence for these people who may be charged. You know, you've got terror raids with media in attendance, as I say, Fran, and then you'll have politicians coming out and making commentary, like Scott Morrison, effectively saying, oh, look, these people are guilty.
Next week we'll have politicians introducing into the Parliament a suite of new proposed counter-terrorism laws, which would, for instance, give the intelligence agencies and others greater powers.
Yep.
Do you think there's a connection?
Look, I don't think there's a connection between... I don't think there's a conspiracy. All I'm saying, Fran, is that I think that politicians use these types of raids in order to justify what is unjustifiable, and that is these outrageous attacks on fundamental freedoms and liberties and, by the way, exonerating ASIO from all sorts of nefarious practices, which this bill will do, and possibly locking up people like you if you reveal anything. I don't think there's a connection between, you know, that and these raids. But what will happen is that politicians use these types of raids to say, this is why you need these laws.
Greg Barnes, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Greg Barnes is the President of the Australian Lawyers Alliance. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 18 minutes to 9.